那再见你啊。
We're just interviewing a few people outside 77 Holborn. This is where Elbit Systems are that supply drones to Israel. So I'm just joined with a few people. So I just wanted to get your opinions about the current coverage that you guys are hearing about Palestine. From your exposure, what have you guys understood about what's going on in Palestine?
Well, my first opinion would be I didn't actually see anything about it on the news. I found it out through Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, social media was definitely the first awareness that both of us discovered. I mean, it's disgusting that it's not being advertised, but aired on the socials like BBC, that it's not like a big news article, because they care about like what the next like social media influencer is wearing, but not what's actually going on in today's society, for example, Palestine.
Okay, that's very interesting, but from what you guys have seen, what sort of things have you seen and how has it made you feel?
I saw a photo on Twitter, I think it was 2 days ago, of a baby boy. And he had, like, not bullet shots, but it was like the plastic bullets. It's really upsetting. And I don't understand why no one's, like, no big influencers that I follow have had a say on it.
And there should be more awareness on such a topic that's just shocking so many victims.
People are using their platforms for the wrong reasons.
You know Gigi Hadid and Bella Hadid?
Yeah.
I think Bella Hadid's been very vocal about
it. Yeah, she has. Yeah, I've seen that she has been. And I think it's so, for like a young girl, it's very admiring that someone with such a big platform is using that for good cause, because the majority of them don't use that at all.
So what's very interesting is, you know, Israel, they've got their own Twitter page as well. So they posted that Bella Hadid is being anti-Semitic because she's speaking up. Did you hear that?
Oh, I haven't heard that.
I did see that. I do think that as a social media, it must be so hard to advocate your own views when you're not actually sure on the issue yourself. That's how I feel. I don't know how to talk about such an issue because you don't want to say the wrong thing. You don't want to say something that's going to insult somebody else. But I do feel like raising awareness upon such a destructive issue is just important in itself, rather than being afraid of saying the wrong thing or something that's going to insult somebody else. You should just be advocating something that's wrong. Should be so much more black and white than it already is. It's like, right and what's wrong.
I feel like people are too scared to say the wrong thing, so they don't say anything at all, because it gets pulled up a lot when people say, but you don't know because you come from such a privileged background and you're not in that environment yourself. And I think people just instantly shut down about it.
They don't want to say the wrong thing. But to be honest, anyone that's an advocate for such a treacherous issue, you can't advocate the wrong thing, because if you're raising awareness for something that's wrong, how can that go either way? You can't.
I think, you know, when children are being killed, when buildings are being destroyed, like you're saying about, you know, 50,000 Palestinians have been displaced, 500,000 buildings have been damaged, 132 have been totally decimated, stuff like that.
How can you take the wrong? Yeah, exactly.
And that's why
it's wrong.
We have, like, as you said, like Bella and Gigi, they obviously have a big influence on it, but it's a smaller influence. So like, you know, like your Love Island star, they get a lot of abuse just from posting like an outfit. So I feel like they think, well, if I post a political issue, they're going to get an even bigger backlash. I feel like that makes them hesitant about
it. But have you noticed that every other celebrity, they've got an issue? Be it animal rights, be it, you know,
and they're
save
being
the panda.
Paid for the moment.
Exactly.
Behind the scenes, I know. I think like we live in a very, you know, like a society where it's like, oh, if you're saying it, then it means it's true. And really, it's not, because behind the scenes, you don't actually know what's happening. Like they have small businesses like promoting them, but I just think at the end of the day, like the bigger issues need to be
addressed. They do need to be addressed. I think that like something as black and white as this needs to be spoken more about. Rather than being, if I was a big influencer, well, I should be hesitant about speaking about something that is wrong.
I think about it, you know, when terrorist attacks happen or another violence like this, people don't run to influencers.
No,
you see?
Because they don't see them as political voice, and they don't see them as that.
I think that a similar kind of case has been drawn here, that because kids are dying, because mothers and buildings are being affected, like houses are being decimated.
It shouldn't be a political thing. It's a thing for everyone. Everyone that's walking down the street, as you've just like spoken like, about now.
If it happened to me, like, it's out of our control. It's out of their control. What are they supposed to do? They can't voice it. All they can prey on is that the media voice it.
And they haven't.
Yeah, they haven't. Because I haven't seen it.
I'm just going to ask you a few generic questions. Yeah. Give me your wildest guesses, yeah?
Yeah.
So, Britain, we're in Britain at the moment, yeah? So, Britain supplies as the fourth largest arms dealer to Israel.
Yeah.
In fact, we're standing on a building now on the sixth floor. In a few years ago, I think 85% of the drone weapons were going from this building. But if you look at it, what does it look like?
I never even knew that until you said it.
And that makes you embarrassed to be a UK citizen. That makes you embarrassed to think that I live here and understand that I'm probably providing money and wealth to that. And that I think that is something that needs to be voiced, because we know that. Like, that should be the thing that's on Twitter. That should be the thing that's being promoted. Not, of course, the travesty that's happening, but at the same time, it needs to be voiced how it's happening, like the background information, because I know if everyone knew that, there'll be less income going into that building right now, and that would halt what's happening.
It's interesting you say that, because every year the US Senate votes for how much aid they give to Israel. So it's $4 billion. Yeah, every year.
It's crazy money.
It goes. How much percentage do you think goes of the arms goes from Israel? From the US to Israel. Just take a while.
My naive self would say like 20.
20?
But my knowledgeable self would say about majority of it.
Majority. But what's the percentage?
About 70, 80.
Oh, what about yourself?
I feel like it would just be a very small amount, so I'm going to say 35.
But you know, because I'm asking you, it must be a big amount.
It's got to be a big amount.
Yeah, it's actually.
Because that wouldn't be happening.
Exactly, it's actually
70%.
Yeah, it's 70%. And every year it gets.
You look at them pictures on the screen; it's disgusting. If that was happening in the UK, there'll be a huge.
I mean, it kind of reflects what's going on in the US as well, with like Black Lives Matter.
Exactly.
It reflects it completely, and it's in a different continent, pretty much, is what's happening on a more drastic scale.
And because it's in an LEC, it's disregarded almost, because it doesn't concern the UK regarding trade, regarding the stuff that brings the money into the economy, but it's still the world, and it's still the people. And that's what we all should look out for, is the people. We're all each other's neighbours.
I think for people that were nervous, I think you guys have done brilliantly.
Thanks.
You guys are very well known, and I wish you guys all the best. And really thanks for your time.